In Foxborough now or in Philly?
Yeah, it's nice.
Change of pace.
Nice to get away for a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
How'd you like it out there, Tom? I think you guys got a lot of work today.
We did. It was it was a lot of tempo to the practice, and they like, you know, their tempo, and you know, we have our own style. So it's always nice to work against some different people, some different coverages, and you know, our team is playing a particular style. We've seen that for 9 practices in a row, and you kind of get used to that and think that everybody's going to play that way. But and we came out today, and it's very different from what our defense does. So it's good to get the work in.
How about getting comfortable with the receivers? Look like, you know, they're getting it more and more. You getting more comfortable, especially with the younger guys?
Well, everybody's working at it. I mean, I would say we're, you know, we have a long way to go, and we're, you know, we're doing some good things, and we're doing some things that we need to eliminate. So, you know, we were talking last night about how to eliminate mistakes before they happen, you know, because we just can't afford to make them and then say, well, we'll get it the next time. But, you know, those next times are going to cost you, you know, wins and losses, you know, here shortly. So, you know, the pace picks up. There's more installation that goes in. Like I said today, there's more coverages. There's more things we're seeing. So we've got to be able to incorporate what we're doing in the meeting room and bring it out here on the field and execute, really going at a fast speed.
Are you guys even interested in seeing how Chip Kelly, you know, how this plays out in the NFL for the first time?
Well, you know, I've seen, you know, his team's played for a long time at Oregon, and you know, they've been exceptional. So I'm sure it'll be no different. It's good for us to come down and get the work, and they have some very talented players, especially on defense. You know, it's going to be fun playing against them on Friday, but, you know, really enjoyed today's day of work, and I know we're practicing again tomorrow.
Do the juices get flowing a little bit more on a day like this? I know you like practice, but to see somebody else, to see different guys, it's the competition seems to ramp up a little bit.
Yeah, it's very competitive. There's definitely maybe a little different element just because there's you know, there's some new players, and, you know, you want to go out and you want to do your best. So, you know, they made some plays today. You know, we made a few. Hopefully on Friday we make more than them.
How are you guys offensively right now? Do you feel pretty good about the start of things, the first couple weeks?
We're making progress. I mean, I think it's better than what it was when we started, and I think that's the important thing. We got to keep building. It's, you know, we're 4 weeks from our first game, so we got to use every one of those days. And, you know, we have extensive walkthroughs today at the hotel, and all those places are opportunities for us to learn, all of us, and all of us get on the same page. And then we come out today and execute against a team that we really had no clue what they're going to do, the fronts, the blitzes, the coverages, the skill set of their players. So for us to be able to come out and execute was, you know, an important thing. It's good. I mean, it lets you know where you're at. I mean, you're measured up against some other great competition. And, you know, we've run some plays against our own offense or against our own defense in practice, you know, at this point 30 or 40 times. And so it's nice to see a fresh look at it and, okay, you know, how's it going to play out? And like I said, you get some different techniques from different players. I mean, Aqib Talib, we've gone against him a lot. Now there's some dip players with different skill sets, and you got to see how you match up against them.
Talk about Aaron.
He's done great, you know. He's, you know, I'm proud of all those young players for coming in. We've thrown a lot of stuff at him. And I said the other day, it's not like we're backing off, because that's not the way our offense is. We've got to keep putting the pressure on everybody, whether it's Aaron or Josh or KT or Zach Sudfeld. I mean, everyone's really, who's out there, you know, is expected to go on there and execute at a pretty high level. So,
Because of all those new guys that you just named, do you anticipate you might play more snaps in the preseason than you normally do?
Just that's such a coach. I know. I love playing out there. So, I mean, if he tells me to stay out there, great. I think days like this are equally as important. So I think that's why he's liked doing this, really, since the CBA was changed and there was limited amounts of practices. You know, coaches really decided to amp our practices up and get us getting more into game mode. Instead of just a bunch of, okay, now it's first down passing, now it's just 9-on-7 run, it's like, okay, no, we're playing a game like you saw at the end of practice. It's, you know, there's 45 seconds left on the clock, and, you know, it's the second half. You know, if we got one timeout, what are we going to do? You know, like, that's a little different. You know, you get sacked, you get a big gain. Are you going to clock it? Are you going to call a timeout? Did we get out of bounds? You know, we're going to go for a touchdown, we're going to kick a field goal. I mean, all those things are going to come up here on Friday. And I think there's just not as much time now to get all those things done, so we're trying to really maximize it on the practice field.
You've been doing this a long time, Tom. Are you stressing that to these younger guys, a sense of urgency on, you know, knowing you every snap, every play, every bit of practice and beyond?
Yeah, it's all important. And I, I'm probably a pain in their butt at this point. You know, I'm always harping on them about something, and you know, I don't let off very often. So, you know, I'm sure it'll be nice for everybody to get to the games and start getting competitive. But you know, we've got another big day of practice tomorrow, and a situational practice Thursday, and then we're ready to go for Friday.
Having so many new receivers, how tough is it?
Well, it's, you know, anytime you have new players, they got to incorporate, you know, like I said, their skill set into what we're trying to do offensively. So everyone's trying to create a role for themselves. And it's really up to the individual to how they do that. So, you know, our offense has been our offense for a long time, ever since I got here, and different players have come, and we've always adapted to the guys that we have and what they're able to do best. So, I mean, that's what we're going to continue to try to do, and you know, hopefully the guys can come in and all create a role for themselves, and we can ultimately go out and score a lot of points. That's our goal. Danny's done a great job. I mean, he's fun to be out there with. He takes practice very seriously. Extremely hard worker. Wants to do the right thing on every single play and has very high expectations for himself. So it's been fun. You know, we're in constant communication. He loves football, so that's. It's a great teammate to have.
It looked like on the touchdown that you threw to him, I thought I saw him give you a little hand signal. Is that just a sign that you guys are really getting on the same page?
Yeah, we're working at it. I mean, there's adjustments at the line of scrimmage, which are always important, especially in today's day and age where the defenses are so multiple. You have to be able to make adjustments at the line of scrimmage. So when you get these situations like we had today that are really unscripted and, you know, they can play out in a lot of different ways, you know, for us to be on the same page is really important. And the more we do it, the better we're getting at it. You know, we just got to stay with it.
You seem like you have a lot of passion. Do you like this group? It seems like, even though it's a different group than it's been in years past, do you like what you see as far as the talent level and the possibilities here?
Well, I mean, I'm always positive. So, I mean, we're going to see how it all plays out. You know, we'll see where we're at on Friday in a real game where there's real tackling. And, you know, the mental and physical toughness of the team is so important, especially over the stretch of a long season. Things aren't always going to go right. We've had some bad practices, and then we had to move on. And we're going to have some, you know, games where we don't play as well, where we have to move on. Because we're going to try to keep getting better. I think that's the important thing. They make steady improvement, and we can always make improvement, and we're going to have to.
Did you guys ever notice when you were trying to run the up-tempo offense, not a team-minute situation, the officials with the new positioning slowed you guys up at all? I mean, there was an article written in the Wall Street Journal. Might impede what Coach Kelly wants to do. Did you guys ever notice that being a problem?
I didn't notice much today. I think they missed
the season,
a few things in the substitutions,
too. Real games last year?
I didn't notice anything last year. Yeah.
No issues. How much did, when he worked with Coach Belichick, did he work directly with you guys on as a team, if at all? Coach Kelly?
Coach Belichick and Coach Kelly kind of handled everything, so.
So you never had a direct interaction with him?
No. All right, I'm going to go work out.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, guys.